horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, guess what? Savage Saturday night, and we are live tonight. Well, actually not live, we actually have a new show tonight. Sorry, I'm a bit out of practice because it's been a while
since we've brought you a new show.
But
8 weeks of venting.
But we've got quite a nice little soiree for you tonight. We're going to be discussing...
Soiree? Fuck, we're getting crazy up. We're getting French up in here.
We figured we'd throw a little topic on the table tonight since we haven't really done this for quite a while. We're going to be discussing...
We never had topics before. Why are we starting now?
Animals Run Amok.
Oh,
Nature Gone Crazy films.
Baby.
And to join us tonight, we have the one and only, the legend himself, Mr. 42nd Street Pete. Is going to be joining
pleasure
us.
Being back, as always, guys. Been 8 weeks for me, too. It's like, you know, having... two broken wrists and you can't jerk off and your dog won't lick your balls. What can you do?
So anyway, as everybody knows, Halloween has come and passed once again.
Come and gone.
And
I came on Halloween.
During that time, I was going through some of the multitude of movies that I've picked up over the last several weeks. And I got into the kick once again of the Animal Run Amok movies. And had emailed Pete back and forth a couple of times and... discussed a couple of titles, and I picked up a couple offline due to trades and other things, and found a couple of DVDR sites where some people got me some pretty good deals on some stuff that's not available on DVD. So I figured, what better way to kind of give some people some information?
Prepare for Turkey Day.
A subgenre, I should say, that is always a fun mixed bag. Really,
is there a bad one? Has there ever been a bad one made?
No, I don't think so.
Ever.
Slasher movies get boring. Gore films get boring. But Animal Run Amok movies are just fun. I mean, they're just entertaining. They never get old. Imagination in Animal Run Amok movies. But most of all...
giant rabbits. I mean, there's nothing more fucking frightening than a giant fucking bunny.
And you never get a bad actor fucking grizzly bear.
No.
They're all good actors.
And cheap. Where else can you get a cast of thousands?
Throw them a fucking can of Alpo and keep them hungry. Good to go.
So I figured we'd kind of go through maybe a off the hit. I mean, like I did a top 10 list and really was probably like... loosely my top 10, because after I did that I thought of another 10 and then 10 more after that, and it just goes on and on. I mean, it spans all the way into the 1950s, 1960s, really heavily. I think so much Pete would know. I think a lot
well,
of
aside
it in the 70s.
From, aside from sci-fi, who's keeping them rolling now? I mean, every once in
there's
a while
you'll get
a couple every once.
Asylum.
Gulliger's doing it with Piranha.
You know, Corman's doing it. He's doing the... yeah. The big shark stuff.
Right.
And, you know, the octopus.
Sharknado. Sharknado's the new one coming out.
Yeah.
Sharknado. Oh, yeah.
The asylum kind of breathed fresh air into it, you know, there at the beginning, and then Corman.
But see, we need to go back and do all traditional. None of this fucking CGI bullshit.
Yeah. when they glued wigs on dogs and made them run around.
I think the only really horrible Animal Run Amok movie that I've seen was that god awful Bigfoot one
that came out on
the Sci-Fi Channel, where it was like,
yeah, but
60
see, I don't even really group in my Bigfoot movies because there's so many of them with my animal ones.
But that's where I was thinking.
That's sort of a subcategory.
But yeah. do you consider insect movies part of the Animal Run Amok movies?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah,
it's a fine line. It all brings together. But there's just Bigfoot's just got
but
such a beloved following.
Now, do you consider? Would you consider movies like Angry Red Planet, Animal Run Amok movies?
Nah, I mean, that's space monsters.
Yeah, space.
You know, I mean, there's
that's where I was at.
I mean,
with
there's
it.
There's debate. I mean, you know, certain things. You know, like the beast from, or what was it?
Seminoid.
Million Miles to Earth, or whatever.
Oh yeah,
but
that was an alien thing.
Yeah. Well, I know, yeah, but I mean, some people, you know, would consider it maybe an Animal Run Amok.
If they're from a different planet, it doesn't.
No,
qualify.
They
got to
be animals we know. Yeah. I mean, you can get any
frogs, worms,
yeah,
slugs.
Right. You know, there's a whole
rats, but the monkeys.
But the insects would count. I mean, you would throw
they
the
would
insects.
Count.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, some of my personal top 10.
I think we both had the same. We didn't put them in any order.
I didn't put mine in any
slugs
order.
Slugs, both one of our beloveds.
Yeah, I would say definitely say slugs would probably be one to
that
watch
would,
first.
That would be one of mine too,
it's just awesome. How fucking high do you have to get to?
Well, just
throw
many,
a proposal for a budget out for a killer.
So many
slugs.
Great scenes. The whole salad scene.
Oh, the salad.
The whole bedroom scene. Yeah, the whole bedroom scene. You know,
slugs,
and it's easily, you know, you can pick it up, and they just re-released it. I mean, yeah.
That's,
you know,
who Arrow needs to do a full
the midnight
package.
What was it,
that.
The Midnight Horror series, yeah, that I think Image went through and bought some of the Anchor Bay stuff and re-released it. But anyway, Day of the Animals, classic. Them.
Oh yeah, I saw that in the movies. Day of the Animals.
You know, them, classic black and white sci-fi, 50s. Adam Age monster movie.
That was
know.
One of the first, wasn't it? Wasn't them one of the first big giant radioactive?
Well, they Attack of the Crab Monsters, too.
Right.
Big crab.
AIP, American International, did a lot of Animal Run Amok movies, especially in the 70s. They did, what, they did Frogs.
Food of the Gods.
Food of the Gods.
Yeah.
Empire of the Ants, you know. I don't know. They didn't do Squirm, did they? Wasn't that somebody else?
No, that was theirs.
Was it? Okay.
It was Lieberman's movie. They picked it up for distribution.
Okay. Well, I know the thing that threw me was I think MGM picked it up later, didn't they? They didn't. Do they do that through the?
Yeah, they released it with a shit cover. I mean, you know, another thing that always pisses me off with all this retro stuff that they actually think changing the cover is going to sell more of it.
Right.
No, the whole deal. You know, with put the movie poster on the cover. That's what fucking sold it to begin with. You know?
Right. Oh yeah, with the skull and the worm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one of them. I got an insert.
I remember. Actually, Food of the Gods, Squirm, Frogs, were the three that I remember seeing. You know, when I was a kid at the drive-in, and that was, and then later on,
Squirm's still one of the greatest cover arts ever.
And then later, going back and seeing all three of them back when we had the Friday Fright Night here, I remember seeing them all on KCTV5, you know, when I was a kid. So, but that was always one that I really enjoyed. And then another one was, you know, Peter Graves, Beginning of the End, with the crazy superimposed grasshoppers climbing up the Empire State Building. Then, of course, you got the drive-in classic Piranha.
Yeah.
Frogs. Ray Milland's superb overacting performance.
Did you see where on some of those movies, like the Peter Graves one, instead of just blue screening it, they actually just took a poster of like the Empire State Building?
Yeah, it was Chicago. They thought
it
was Chicago.
That was what it was. And they just
let him crawl. Bird was just at Wasteland.
Yep.
But Frogs is another classic. The Uninvited with the big crazy mutant fucking cat monster running around on the boat. I mean, it's. You can get it, I think, through Cheesy Flicks.
I can't believe we went this long and you haven't mentioned Cujo.
Fuck Cujo. Fuck
or movie. Jaws.
Fuck Jaws. Don't even get me started on Jaws. Empire
or
of the Ants.
King Kong. It's a goddamn monkey.
I love King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch King Kong all day. Mm. They can stick Jaws.
It's almost
their ass.
Like that's such a great movie. It doesn't deserve to be in this category.
No, that's a classic.
That's a classic.
But then again, with the Universal stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, Empire of the Ants, Joan Collins running around on the crazy fucking island with the
of unknown
toxic
origins,
race. But that you can sit all day long and just spout off stuff like Unknown Origins, you know. Yep. What we've been talking about dinner tonight about, you know, we got what, Rats, the Terror, you know, yep. The Italians did
Willard.
It. Willard. Willard, Ben.
There was another movie.
The Willard remake with Crispin Glover was great.
Right. I mean, yeah. You know. What were you saying, Pete?
There was a rat movie where they dressed up dachshunds to look like rats and had them running through subway cars, and I can't for the life of me figure out what the fuck it was now.
Well, they did
Todd,
that.
What is it?
Well, they did that. I know they dressed up dachshunds in Of Unknown Origin with Peter Weller.
That was it.
The big giant rat was a dachshund?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, they dressed up dogs to look like shrews in the Attack of the Killer Shrews.
That's one of my top 10, Killer Shrews.
You know. But, I mean, but that subgenre is endless. I mean, of all those great movies, you know. And it's always a revenge towards humanity, or it's a toxic waste, or it's, you know, you fucked up our environment, so now we're going to, you know.
You know what's great? I didn't even put it on here, man, but I really got a kick out of it. The Bay was that way. I didn't even think about
that. That's what I'm saying.
The Bay was fucking great, man.
Yeah,
I mean, and it goes back to the same thing. They got there was a nuclear reactor leak in 2002, but we didn't think it would be in the water supply.
And we dumped 600 tons
years.
Of fucking chicken shit into
there's
the water.
Mountains of chicken shit everywhere. That movie's fucking great, man.
You know, and who would have thought
that?
And Barry Levinson.
Yeah, but The Bay. It's
If you get a chance to watch it, Pete, that movie's great, man. It's from Barry Levinson, of all people, but it's a great movie.
Don't be turned off by it because it's a shot.
Yeah, it's all found footage.
It's a found footage movie, but they take so many different forms of video. So you'll be looking like at cop cams and security cameras and telephones. So, I mean, it's not all jerky herky like the fucking lot of that crap is.
He did a really good job on it.
Nice, nice, subtle.
Yeah.
Not really full force gore.
Took its time. It took about 20, 30 minutes to get rolling,
and then nice little creepy parts here and there, you know.
Yeah. So. And it's all
and a couple good jump
fucked
scares,
up bugs, yeah.
Love to check it out.
The Bay.
But what was the other one? The bug where they fucking shot the little sparks out of their ass and
the William Castle.
Yeah.
What about the host? Wouldn't the host fit into this somehow?
Korean monster. I mean, the Godzilla.
Yeah,
stuff,
I was going to say. Then you go into Godzilla.
Yeah. I mean, but it could be. Yeah, I mean, you know,
the Asian Godzilla subgenre.
Mothra.
You know, but the Asians did the Godzilla thing. You know, but then again, you know, they did fucking.
Snatcher from Hell is coming out on a Criterion. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah,
Goat. Well, it's like a four pack. It's like awesome. four different movies.
What are they going to want for that? $100?
I think it's like $70.
No, I saw it for like $30. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Is it out now?
It's you can get it. You can pre-order it. It's like $30.
Well, go to Barnes & Noble and pre-order it, and you can get it for 50% off right now. BarnesandNoble.com.
There you go.
50% off. They had Rosemary's Baby's Criterion up there.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble. Get it. You can get it for $20.
No kidding.
Sweet.
Yep.
I'm on it.
All Criterion stuff at Barnes & Noble, in-store and online, BarnesandNoble.com. It's like 40 or 50% off.
Why are they having such a big sale on it?
It's just a Criterion thing. Huh. I mean,
nobody can afford them.
Yeah. It's like
realistically, they would sell for 50 off the 50 off price.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, they're greedy. It's like the fucking downloads from the studios. Oh, yeah. We just found your favorite movie. It'll be $29.95 for a DVD-R with no extras. Thank you very much.
True.
Call me bastards.
Yeah. Catch us selling DVD-Rs. We got our pee-pee smacked.
Yeah. But, yeah, in general, the Animal Run Amok movies. What was that one that you was did you with the Day of the Animals, the one that Tim was all hyped up about seeing with
the new one with the crazy squirrels and shit? Hell yeah, it looks awesome.
Rise of the Animals. I gave you a copy of that, didn't I? I thought I did.
Nope.
I got it for you. I bought it for you.
Oh, God.
Sitting there in my
remade Day of the Animals?
No, it's called Rise of the Animals, and it's got these squirrels that are eating eyeballs and shit.
Oh yeah. It's all CGI, but it looks like
they do that anyway down here.
It's actually not CGI, it's puppets. You guys will love it. It's old school puppets and shit.
Oh, Lord.
It's awesome. There's very little CGI.
Sweet.
Tim, I'll bring those up here and just keep them here at the studio, so I'll give it to you next week.
Hell yeah.
I got that in that Lost Woods for you, the Bigfoot.
Sweet. Did you see the new found footage Bigfoot movie coming out?
I haven't seen
Coast?
Huh.
What's it called?
I haven't seen anything.
Long Coast or whatever it is?
I can't remember.
It's Bigfoot. I don't care. I'm watching it.
That's right.
Bigfoot.
Big probably feet. Being at 20 seconds, but it's all good.
You just see show a fucking hairy
big,
arm.
Big show a big hairy baby arm hanging out.
that's a hairy Bigfoot penis.
Bigfoot.
Swaying in the breeze as it runs, you know? What it was an antelope, but it's
did
not.
You see the other one's coming out, Sesquatch? Sex Squatch, where it's all fucking, it's mating season. And it's
pretty. Oh, you want a Bigfoot?
See, and why didn't we come up with this, Pete?
I got a Bigfoot. Dude, that's not a new concept. I got a Bigfoot porn movie.
Yeah, the old one. The old one, what was it called?
Big Love.
No, this one, what was
no,
the one?
There was another one where he like.
It's like Gimp or something. Gimp.
The Gimp?
The Gimp, where he comes up and fucking manhandles the two hikers' old lady that throws her down over the log.
And it's pretty much just
it
a guy like, with a fucking rug thrown over
like
his shoulders.
It looks like the Slim Jim Bigfoot where he's just fucking jabbing her and she's all squopping around. Oh, it's beautiful. It's like the Gimp. I think it's called the Gimp.
I think
the Geek. It's the Geek.
The Geek. The Geek. That's it.
Yeah, it's something weird.
Oh, it's
yeah.
fucking beautiful,
something
man.
Weird video did it.
And they're all watching around the fireplace eating marshmallows while he's banging the one hiker chick. It's fucking beautiful, man. God bless
so nice
America.
Give a shit, you know?
What do you think foreigners think when they get a hold of a copy of that shit over in Japan? We're no crazy. America crazy.
Something wrong with these people. But we make big movies about radioactive monsters, so we're pretty fucked up too.
Did you guys get Godzilla vs. Megalon? It's out.
Yeah, I got it.
It's beautiful print
on DVD.
Yeah,
yeah, I got it.
They canceled the Blu-ray. Toho.
Bullshit.
From what I heard.
Well, did you hear the whole
deal? Was it Media Blasters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, you heard about the whole ordeal with Destroy All Monsters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked that one up.
They fucked it up, and Toho told them to stop making it.
Yeah. Boy, well, man. The thing is that this one is gorgeous. I don't know why they would put a stop to it. It's really a nice, beautiful print.
Because, you know, I don't want to say nothing on the air. You know.
Come on, Pete, stir it up!
I know how certain people operate, and even our celestial friends don't even trust them anymore. So,
jeez,
yeah. We were told about you. You're fucking not deal from top of deck. It's very bad. Put your thumb out here. I cut off.
Yeah, I finally broke down and picked it up. I was like, screw it, I'll get it. I think it's only like 12 or 11
it's
bucks.
It's gorgeous, man. And anything with Jet Jaguar, you know.
Have they done the whole Godzilla set on Blu-ray yet?
No, it's just hit and miss. I don't think anybody's wanting to pick it up for some reason.
Why would you not do a big,
well,
gigantic
see, started,
fucking Godzilla Blu-ray
they started
set?
They started putting out those crazy slimline ones, you know, that had the Japanese and the American prints both, and then they did the box set, and then they just quit doing them.
Yeah, those are beautiful too.
You know,
and yeah, they, I got a couple of them.
They did the good Gorgeera, which was the nice one, and then the box set came out, and then they just all of a sudden just stopped. They just kind of
Criterion did the Godzilla. Original.
Was that when the nuclear plants all melted down?
The what?
Was that when the nuclear plants melted down in Japan?
They had other shit
on their mind.
They're making a new Godzilla, I think.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Now would be the perfect time to do it.
Well, I take
all them nuclear reactors keep dripping into the ocean. They're going to have all kinds of new shit.
I take that back. Mill Creek is supposed to be releasing Godzilla versus Biollante on Blu-ray.
Finally.
Mill Creek?
I think it's Mill Creek. It's one of those small, weird, because when I seen it, I was like, man, this is an awful small distribution company to be putting this out.
Yeah, but think of it. Everywhere you go, you see their stuff.
Right. Well,
so they've got to reach.
Right. I mean, but it's cheap. I mean, you know, I mean, they're not really. Well, this they're going to spend time and money on.
Well, they
did
a good job on the Gamer stuff. Didn't Mill Creek do that? That's who I think did that.
No.
I thought it was.
No, Shout Factory did the Gamer stuff.
Was it? I know
the
it was cheap.
The old Gamera?
The three new ones. They put it out on you could get all three for like $8.
No, I think that was Tokyo Shock that did the new Gamera ones.
I don't think so.
I know Shout Factory did the old Gamera stuff and cleaned it up real nice.
Yeah, I'm going to look and see. The Gamera.
But I do. Yeah, I just remembered that Godzilla and Biollante is supposed to be coming out. And that was a big to-do.
Big to-do.
Because it's never been released on
DVD. Just think of the fucking cool box sets they could do with that.
The posters are just beautiful.
Skyscrapers. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's potential just to sit.
What was the original one? I don't think it was Biollante, but there was one where Godzilla was fighting. I think it might have been Megalon. They were on the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It's on the cover.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a movie we couldn't give away, but 2 days after the Twin Towers went down, every fucking piece disappeared.
Yep.
People are just fucking goofy.
Any fucking movie that had either had the Twin Towers on the box or in the movie, they came in and fucking just sucked up. It was ridiculous.
So what's going to happen to the Tyler Perry collection when Todd finally snaps and fucking cuts his head off? Is it all going to go through the roof and he's going to become a legend?
Yeah, we'll come in a little box set with a plastic Todd head on top of it.
A Jack in the Todd.
Jack in the Todd.
Special white boy edition.
God, it's horrible, man. Did you see over at Walmart? It's all Christmas movies except Tyler Perry.
Dude, look at him branching out. He's a badass fucking agent in the new movie. You got to give him a chance.
Hell no. I'll give him a chance, all
right.
Oh,
you're crazy.
I'll give him a chance to suck a root.
A root.
Suck a root.
That talent bastard.
Well, if you want to get Todd the Tracy Morgan box set for Christmas.
Nah, you dirty bastard.
Shh, Pete, you're going to ruin
it. I just wrote a letter
to
Walmart.
You're going to ruin the surprise. Christmas is
true
right
story,
around the corner.
True story, I really did write a letter to Walmart and told him about that Magic Mike movie.
You fucking did not write a letter.
I did.
To fucking
and I said, how come it's okay to have penises smacking me in the face, but it's not okay to have slimy monsters? I said, how about Magic Mike and Tyler Perry get together and have a love child with a wearing a drag dress and slapping you in the face with a penis?
Magic Mike was a great fucking movie. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, whatever.
It's glitter and bay oil.
They wouldn't carry the Showgirls
Thongy
movie.
Dong dong.
The Showgirls sequel.
Showgirls was a classic.
Oh, God.
And it came out on Blu-ray.
Gina
they wouldn't
Gershon.
Carry it, but they carry Magic Mike. I said, it's the same movie, only different gender. You bastards.
There ain't no Gina Gershon at Magic Mike. I'll guarantee fucking tee you that. Big fat
Walmart
fucking slobbing
penis.
Lips.
Why do you think there's always an employee in the men's room offering to wipe it off for you?
Damn, Walmart.
Or at least they think they're employees. I'm not sure. They just stand
by the
urinal.
Damn, you've been Magic Mike'd.
Son of a bitch, Pete. That's terrible.
I know.
You've got glitter on you've got glitter on your tongue, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you find the Biollante?
I'm looking up the Gamma right now.
We're on the air and you're fucking shopping.
It's fucking almost Christmas, Pete.
He ain't shopping, Pete. Yeah. He don't ever get anything sent to his house.
Fuck
hell
Christmas.
No.
555 North Valley Drive.
Tyler Perry Circle.
Stop it.
That's what I'm getting for Christmas, that Tyler Perry box set.
That's a bitch can eat him. Pile of shit.
Fucking Blu-ray Criterion Edition.
Tyler Perry.
I want to get a Wes.
Wait till he starts remaking fucking horror movies.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry presents The Exorcist.
Now Mill Creek Entertainment for the gamer stuff.
Mill Creek, yeah.
Mill Creek.
Now that Disney bought the Star Wars things, maybe Tyler
Christ.
Perry can play Lando Calrissian.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They'll remake it with an all-black and Asian cast.
It sure didn't take them long to squirt out a fucking 2015. We got a new one coming. Woo!
Darth Vader takes off to Tyler Perry.
It's going to be the life of Jar Jar Binks.
Jesus.
Jar Jar Binks. Tyler Perry is Jar Jar Binks.
Tracy Morgan is Luke Skywalker.
You guys are harsh. There's just no need. Golly. Godzilla versus Biollante, Echo Bridge on
Echo
12.
Bridge.
Hey, for four fucking $1 billion, Disney can do whatever the fuck they want with my movies. They can turd them out and make them into Dark Crystal remakes for all I care. Shit.
Yeah, the Destroy All Monsters Blu-ray has been discontinued, but we did get it, Griff, before it got pulled, so that's good.
I got the DVD and Blu-ray.
It's going for $80 now, probably.
It is.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Dude, you'd be surprised a lot of that shit that's fucking out of
print. Yeah, the Toho box set, somebody's got one up on eBay for $300.
Fuck.
Where'd
I
we get that?
I sold mine for $50 and I was
Hastings?
Happy to get it. I love these guys who put unrealistic prices up there, because I can just throw something up against them and see
what
happens.
Dude, you know what's funny, though? You talk about people throwing up shit for unrealistic prices. Dude, I've thrown shit up on Facebook for VHS tapes that I've had for years, for 20 years, and never watched, that I bought from Hollywood at Home or Hollywood Video. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, $30. Okay. I'm like, really? I got this in a bag. I got 60 fucking
less than a
VHS
nickel. Less
tapes.
Than a nickel.
I probably spent, less than 10 cents for this fucking movie, and you just gave me $30 for it.
Yeah, those guys on that VHS site about men touching men, that VHS horror collectors night group or something.
I tell you what, when Hollywood Video went out, you could buy a bag full of those, man.
Dude, like, and they were getting rid of everything. It didn't matter if it was on DVD already or not. If it was the only copy of the movie they had, they didn't care. They were just making room for DVDs.
Yeah, and the DVDs, when they went out of business, they were selling those for $25. Yeah.
A buddy of mine's wife was the manager at the one in St. Joe, and she called me, and she says, hey, let you know, if you get out here right now, she goes, I'm going to start selling movies for $10 a bag.
That's crazy.
And I asked her,
I said, what do you mean by bag? And I said, like, grocery bag? And she goes, whatever you can fit in a bag. Well, I don't care what kind of bag it is. If you can fit it in there, $10. So I had these, like, big, huge laundry bags, like the size of the ones that the Navy gets. 300
movies.
I had 6 of them, dude. I walked in there and filled every single one of them, gave her $60, came home, and I had 800 VHS tapes for $60. I mean, it looked like a shopping spree. You know how, like, you see them on TV where you just open up the bag and you just run your hand down the row and whatever, and they're just falling in the bag. You don't even have time to see what you're getting.
I did all those. There's 22 Hollywoods at home, or Hollywood Videos in Wichita. And I was working down there for like 3 months, and we fucking hit every single one of them.
Right. I mean, it was just crazy. Me and Mike, he went with me. We filled up the back of my car, went to my apartment, unloaded them on the bed, and went back out and hit the sci-fi section.
Jeez.
And then we went over and hit the cult section. And like I said, we went back through and picked up what we had like overlooked in the horror section. I mean, we wiped out the cult, the sci-fi, and the horror
for
in like $100. You know, we had well over 1,000 VHS tapes, and with cases and everything. I mean, some were cut and some were in good condition. But I'm like, well, who gives a fuck? You know, it's like shit that I've got a lot of it on DVD. But at the time, I was like, hey, you know what? Fuck it, I got it on VHS now. So
now we're fucked. Netflix done shot that down the toilet.
I liked it when they went out of business over here, because not only could you get like the DVDs for 50 cents or whatever, you could get the damn shelves.
Yeah.
I bought their shelves for like $20 for the big 6-foot shelving sections. I was like, hell yeah.
Well,
the thing
about the shelves are still sitting up at the one in St. Joe. Nobody ever bought them or did anything with
them.
Why
didn't they sell them?
They tried, but nobody would buy
them. Bust
the
fucking window. We'll load them up my truck. Fuck it. Shit. There ain't nobody up there.
So, I mean, you know. And the funny thing was, you'd go in there and you'd see like, you know, like a guy and a woman, you know, they'd be walking through and they'd have like a little plastic Walmart sack and they'd be like, well, do you want this one? No, it's a... I'm like, for $10, throw it in the fucking bag. I mean, you know, it's like, who gives a shit if it's a turd? And half of them,
burn it.
And for like 2 months after that, half of the ones that you've seen, if you went to any pawn shop in St. Joe, or even if you went to the, I think we had like a CD trade post or something for a while. If you had gone in any of those places for like 3 months after, you could tell that people had bought them because they all still had the fucking Hollywood Video stickers on them. So you knew that they were telling them and just turn around and reselling them and not getting anything for them. But, you know, but it was fun, you know. But.
Douchebags.
Cocksuckers.
Well, back to Animal Rampage films. We just got completely off track here.
I know.
Pete, what's yours? What's on your list?
I don't have one. I didn't know we were supposed to make one. I can do it off the top of my head.
Yeah, what's your one? Why don't
we take
a
break real quick and then do it?
Take a break. Yeah, I need to go pee.
I'm going to take a break.
That way, we start fresh with Pete when we come back.
All righty. We'll be back. Enjoy this break, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Twice the terror in one double shock show. First, the most astounding downpour of horror ever seen, The Devil's Reign, starring William Shatner and John Travolta in his most exciting film. From the creators of Planet of the Apes, heaven help us all, When the Devil's Reign. Plus, on the same show, the girl with the powers of the super unnatural, the Virgin Witch. She'll take you on and turn you on. The witching hour is here. The Virgin Witch, See two double chocolates from Joseph Brenner Releasing, The Devil's Reign plus The Virgin Witch. Together, they'll leave you gasping.
Stuff.
Why so serious?
Jackalope Radio.
Yo, 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 more horror than horror. I don't know where Griff is, but Tim's here and Pete's here.
He is on mid-third flush at the moment. We went to the Mexican joint before we came here. And
oh, Lord.
Griff's belly just can't handle that kind of abuse.
Not anymore.
Mexican stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a chili pork verde burrito.
Which one did you go to?
Extapa, man. It's the best place.
That's cool.
Right around the corner.
Yep, yep.
So I'm topping it off with some Twizzlers and Hawaiian Punch.
Well, there you go.
Because that's how you do it.
That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen.
Animals run amok, Pete.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, I would head my list with alligator.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was one of my all-time favorites.
Great one.
Of course, I'm an alligator mark anyway, so. Then, of course, you go with the killer shrews and the giant Gila monster, that, you know, eternal double bill from the 50s. I think they were bloodhounds, I read, with all that crap glued to their heads and shit.
Oh, Lord.
And Gila monsters were like, you know, they were being shoved through that barn. You could tell there was a guy pushing them, just kind of look on the fucking lizard's face like he got somebody's thumb up his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and then of course them with the giant ants, then other weird shit like the one I think Fred Olin Ray did this one, Venomous, where he had some like radioactive rattlesnakes that attacked everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, but you notice it was a lot of rubber.
Stanley.
Oh, Stanley was great.
Yeah, Stanley.
Didn't they have one from something weird video, Rattlers?
Yeah, Rattlers, the Harry Novak one.
What was Blood Freak? What's
a
chicken
that was,
head?
That was
really?
A giant killer capon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
forgot about that one.
That wasn't an animal, though. That was a drug education.
That's
film,
true.
Actually.
That's true.
That was actually put out by some Christian organization. That was backed by them. You know, the evils of smoking marijuana, that you delude yourself into thinking you're a giant blood-sucking capon.
What's the one you were talking about with the PCP time? Water supply? Which
one
was that?
Wild Beast, the one Frank L. Prosperi.
Wild Beast, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, PCP gets into the zoo water supply. That hasn't really been released yet, I don't think.
See, somebody now that's a fucking storyline I would budget. If somebody brought that and threw it on my desk, I'd say, fucking soul, let's make this.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to see that? PCP.
They got like elephants.
PCP panda bears running amok, killing everything in sight. Where was that? Pennsylvania, where the fucking crazy three-year-old kid fell down to the wild dog pit? Fucking parent had it up on the rail. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. That's parenting.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. You can't write that.
Yeah, I was mad as hell because they shot the dog, one of the dogs, and I was like, dude, first of all, these are African hunting dogs.
Yeah.
Of course,
what
that's what
they do.
What the
fuck do you think they were
going to do? And second of all, the kid was already almost, seriously, I know it sounds terribly horrible.
He
but
was
the,
done.
Yeah,
fucking
so
toasted.
Put him out of his misery. Leave the dog alone.
And shoot the fucking mom while you're at it for
that's
throwing
right.
him up on the rail, the dumb fucking twit.
That's
Gangnam
right.
style.
Gangnam style. He's probably doing Gangnam style up on the rail.
Leave the damn kids
fucking
alone.
Filipinos. Kung tang. Kung tang. Probably trying to lower the kid down there so he could scoop one up so they could eat it for lunch.
The one with the killer
suckers
in Africa with Michael Douglas.
Ghost
in the Darkness.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Kilimanjaro.
Drag those natives off by the head and eat.
Was it the sands of Kilimanjaro or something with the baboons?
The baboons,
and that Shaka with the fucking baboon.
Shaka looks bad as shit. I need to watch it.
But even like Orca, you had all, you know, you had octopus.
Tentacles,
yeah.
Only thing I remember from Tentacles is being a kid, being in the drive-in. Remember the scene where the mom's got the baby next to the cliff on the fucking stroller and you see the fucking tentacle just kind of come up?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the
so it's humanoids
gone.
From the deep falling that, or is that alien?
That's
that would be kind of maybe an animal run amok. It'd be like the creature from the Black Lagoon. I mean,
yeah,
it's just a product of humans, you know.
Yeah, it's got the whole, you know,
the whole. I mean,
spillage.
They're fish. I mean, they're salmon. They're just fucking mutated salmon that are
salmon fucking women. You see it every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Your hope.
Did you ever see the remake of that, Pete? The one that they did on video, like. The humanoids from the deep. The one.
No, I heard it was horrible though.
It's shot. I mean, it's frame for frame. It's pretty much the same.
When did they do that?
It was like I don't know, late.
Showtime
80s.
Did those. Yeah,
they made a part two or something. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, there was two. There was Humanoids from the Deep, and then there was another movie that was just like it, but it was a different title. That it was pretty much the same concept that were like fishmen that were fucking women.
Oh, wait, was that the Italian one? Isle of the Fishmen or something?
No.
Or Screamers?
That was terrible.
Yeah. I can't remember what the
what
name
about
it
Deep
was.
Blue Sea with the sharks that think?
Yeah.
With LL Cool J.
What about the fucking... We got, like, what?
Samuel L. Jackson giving that rousing speech, and as soon as it gets done, the shark just pops
you got
up.
Got Barracuda.
What about snakes on, snakes on a plane?
You got Barracuda.
Dude, Snakes on a Train was actually cool.
What about Up from the Depths, where it's got fucking Arlie Ermey in it?
Yeah.
Where he's uncredited Arlie Ermey.
There's
crazy,
so many good ones.
You know.
I dig it.
Never read any, was there one with, what the fuck made me think now? Well, it was that King Cobra one, the hybrid between a rattlesnake and a cobra. Yeah. Or does that fall under mutant beasts?
It's animal run amok. I mean, it's just I would classify any science any science interference into animal run amok.
What about Isolation?
Yeah, Black Sheep.
Black Sheep, that was funny.
But I mean, there's a ton of them. What was the one with? What was it though?
Why didn't Australia ever do a crazy killer kangaroo fucking one? That'd be awesome.
Razorback, there you go.
Razorback's awesome, but kangaroos, fuck, that'd be better.
Yeah, kangaroos with claws tear you up and shove you in your pouch.
Kangaroo, yeah, they just run around and fucking body parts falling out of their pouch.
Yeah.
Killer koala bears.
Maybe that's what Kangaroo Jack really was.
Yeah, yeah.
At the fucking
killer
nightmare.
Koala bears. Fuck you, Qantas. Yeah, they, you know, and if you see him getting on an airplane and he just goes berserk, tearing everybody apart, oh, with a fucking curly thing with claws and shit. They really don't have too many, you know, movies where, you know, you don't see any movies about, like, killer turtles or anything like that, you know?
Frogs. There's some killer turtles and frogs.
But did they actually kill anybody?
No, they just kind of crawled over a dead body.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're,
and then, I mean, the dead, I mean, dog. You got a ton of dog movies, you know, of course, Cujo, yeah, and fucking...
What's the one with the two Doberman? The devil,
oh,
or whatever
Doberman
it is?
Oh, Doberman Gang?
Zoltan, the Hounds of Hell.
Oh,
yeah.
Hound of Hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dracula's dog.
What, yeah, what was in them? What, Monster Dog with Alice Cooper?
Yeah, Monster Dog was good.
And then again, you can go over to the...
it was awesome.
But
sometimes I'm James Bond. Sometimes
I mean,
I'm
even
Billy the Kid.
Even in the 40s. I mean, it went back all the way into the 40s with, like, Bela Lugosi meets, you know, the gorilla and all that other shit. I mean...
Oh, I just watched Devil Bat Halloween Night. You don't get any classier than that. Here's, like, Lugosi going... He picks up the phone and he goes, "You're bombastic ignoramus." Hangs up and he's got, like, this huge bat hanging up and... You see him stick this shit in its face, and they cut away to like a nature film of a bat's head fluttering back and forth.
Oh, God, yeah.
Great shit.
But, I mean, how many times did Bob Burns wear a fucking monkey suit, you know, and run around as a gorilla? You know, White Pongo and all those.
The Roost.
You know.
Because I got a secret out of control. Identity crisis.
What?
What?
I'm still on Alice Cooper's Monster Dog.
Oh, Christ, that was Claudio Fragrasso.
That was such great music. It was so awful. What the hell?
Fucking movie sucked. It should be fucking burned. It should find a negative.
I like it. I can't help it.
Yeah.
God dang.
That was bad. Get any on you?
No, but I got to eat dinner twice.
Jesus, really?
Extopolicious. Extopolicious.
It was hotter the second time than it was when I ate it the first time.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see. Other. How about, here's one nobody brings up, Ticks.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Ticks is great.
Fucking Blu-ray, finally, baby.
Finally, when, though? When is that?
They gave a date, even. There ain't no fucking around no more.
Sometime January, late January.
I can't wait, dude, because I just got done talking about that movie, actually, was about Ticks.
Fucking Blu-ray.
On the show.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to release it as Ticks Are Infested.
I think Ticks. It's going to be called Ticks, yeah.
Yeah.
There was another one. You ever seen Mosquito?
Oh, yeah.
Skeeter's fucking great.
Skeeter with the...
Oh, Mosquito.
Guts?
Mosquito.
Yeah, there's Mosquito, and then there's another one that's called Skeeter.
Skeeter's
Gunnar Hansen, right?
Pollard.
Gunnar Hansen, Skeeter?
Yeah. No, Gunnar Hansen's Mosquito, Michael J. Pollard's Skeeter.
Yeah.
Then they did the one Mosquito Man, which was kind of like The Fly, where he got...
Yeah.
See, and we didn't mention Cronenberg's or fucking Vincent Price. That's a whole fucking...
Yeah, The Fly...
That's royalty, right?
Return
there.
Return of Fly.
That's
royalty. Curse of the Fly.
Even Fly 2 was awesome with Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was some crazy gore going on there.
What about Pigs?
Oh,
remember that movie, Pigs? Pigs.
Oh, Pigs.
Trauma. Yeah. Trauma did Pigs.
So many women, so little time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's like I said. I mean, and there's probably, what, 50 or, I mean, there's probably easily 50 that we haven't even mentioned. I mean, it's just
endless.
Beautiful. Beautiful little subgenre.
It's so nice.
It'd be so easy to do one.
What? Animal
Rampage?
Make
a one, yeah.
What about Birdemic?
Well, I always wanted to do one called
fuck
Groundhog
exactly,
Day.
Exactly, Birdemic.
I wanted to do one called Groundhog Day, the day they didn't care whether they saw their shadow.
That's awesome.
Butchered. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
There's never been a killer turkey movie.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's awesome. That turkey is awesome. He's the jive-talking turkey.
The jive-talking turkey.
It's basically just a turkey version of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
He's out there, like, smacking
but
people down.
But somehow it works.
Cranking that lady over the kitchen table. That is hilarious.
Another one on my list is Crocodile. Not the, the one from Thailand or wherever the fuck it was. It makes absolutely no sense, but it's always eating people and breaking shit down.
Yeah, right. See, Griff just got... You got the Australian ones, right?
No,
I got the one you got.
Well, I got a ton of crocodile movies.
Oh, you just got Killer Crocodile.
I got Killer Crocodile and Killer Crocodile,
what's
too.
The shark one you like? The Megalodon.
Oh, the Megalodon movies?
I mean, fuck, dude. You're...
Well, that's Shark Attack. There's Shark Attack 1, Shark Attack 2, and then Shark Attack 3, Rise of Megalodon. Yeah.
I like the alligator that was also the Italian one that just came out, Maya put out. It was called Alligator also.
Right.
But
like Pete said, VCI's got the one called Crocodile, which is like the Filipino one.
Right.
And it's good, and it's good like, too?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's Crocodile.
Yeah, I even
dug Rogue, the new one.
Yeah,
Rogue.
Hold on,
good,
let me
yeah.
ask Pete. Okay. Pete, what was the original title of that damn alligator, that Italian one?
Great Alligator River.
That's it. Yeah.
What about Frankenfish?
Oh, Frankenfish is great.
I love that movie.
How do you, yeah, you know, but awesome. I mean, again, you know, you got the whole. You
that
know.
Was that was when the big the decline of sci-fi happened.
No, you got to get the DVD. The DVD's got more.
No,
violence.
It was awesome. It was just like. Well, we can make these movies, but we'll make them a lot cheaper. Not make the fucking monsters.
But I mean, yeah, like Rogue. I mean, Rogue was great. You know, even like the first Anaconda movie. You know, I mean, yeah, it's you know.
Oh, here's one for you. No, ever see this one? Black Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was fucking good too. For a 4-person cast, holy shit! You know.
Yeah, there was a ton. There's a ton of just giant snake movies.
Yeah.
But then again, you've got all the, like, you know, King Cobra versus Komodo and all the, you know. Or what's the other one? Shit. There's a ton of the, you know, what, Carnosaur. I mean, you can go into the dinosaur movies.
Jurassic Park.
You know, The Land That Time Forgot, you know. Or, you know, Journey to the Center of the Earth with the big crazy floppy dinosaurs in it, you know. Or Valley of Gwangi. I mean, there's just a ton of, even if you wanted to. I would throw the dinosaur movies in there too, you know, with Nature Run Amok films, but just a ton of those.
But again, there's so many of them that they kind of have their own little grouping.
Right, but yeah. I mean, if you wanted, I mean, if you just, I mean, if you didn't
want to. But there's like anything, you got the cream of the crop.
Right. But you ever see Sound of Horror where you never actually see anything?
I think I've got it. I'm not for sure, but it sounds
familiar. Yeah, Ingrid Pitt's in it. It's some Spanish movie. They unearth the dinosaur, but all you hear it is roaring and you never see it kill anybody. You see people getting like, blood splatter all over him and shit, but you never actually see anybody get, you know,
well,
dying.
What's the one dinosaur movie? I think Island of the Dinosaurs or something, but it's like they're like paper mache little tyrannosaurs.
Oh, Unknown Island.
And you can see the fucking actor's feet underneath, and they're walking, and they're, the whole thing's bobbling. Oh, it's awesome.
You know, the funny part about that is I didn't know it was in color until I bought the DVD. That's like a 1949 movie or something.
Huh.
And we, you know, as a kid growing up, it was always odd, but we always had black and white TV. So when I got it, like, it's in color. That ship with that battle with the sloth at the end or whatever the fuck it was,
right. That
was bloody as shit on the DVD. Big hunks of meat hanging out of its teeth and shit. I'm like, wow, for the fucking 40s? Holy shit. But if you look at that, look at Jurassic Park 3. That movie was the template for Jurassic Park 3.
Hmm.
Giant Claw.
Well, Giant Claw, that's another one.
Yeah.
Have you ever really looked at when he's eating the people parachuting down and see the looks on their faces? They're laughing their balls off.
Big googly eye fucking slopping around all over the place.
Or what about Q? Or, Q, the winged serpent.
Hell yeah.
You know? Quetzalcoatl or whatever the fuck.
That's
Cohen.
Like. It can't be bad.
Yeah, Kuna Kente.
Kibble-doo. Yeah, there's just so many of them. That whole...
Oh, Naked Jungle with Charlton Heston being pursued by armies of man-eating ants. That was one.
But I mean, even you could consider even Island of Lost Souls a Nature Run Amok movie. I mean, it's...
Did you mention Phase 4?
No.
That's kind of a...
Well, I mean, you can go into the whole insect thing. Like, you got the deadly bees, the bees, you got Swarm, you got Phase 4, you got Kingdom of the Spiders, you got Giant Spider Invasion. I mean...
I love Giant Spider Invasion.
Volkswagen, Arachnid.
Giant spiders.
You know, yeah, Arachnid, you know, the Spider's Web.
Again, Spider's got so many, though, they pretty much have a whole new show for
Kisses
that.
Kisses of the Tarantula.
Yeah, Trance was a good one.
But, I mean, you just go on and on and on and never, you know. And then, like I said, you could get a list of 300 and still come up with another 100 to know that you didn't even, that you knew of, but it didn't even ring the top of your, top of the list even, you know.
True.
And I don't think, and really you can't do that to any other genre. I mean, you're limited to your slashers. You're limited to your, you know, ghost movies. You know, even your zombie movies are limited. But there's just so many Animal Run Amok movies. I'd say probably more predominant, I'd say, environmentally more in the 70s and the early 80s.
Yeah, you had Prophecy with the whole mutant bear.
Yeah. There was another, what was the other rat movies? Wasn't there two Italian rat movies? I know there was one that, the rats, the one that had Greta.
Rats Night of Terror.
Right. And then there was another one, too. I thought that there was another.
I don't really remember one.
With the big fucking rats coming out of the walls or chasing people through the walls.
Shit, I remember that one.
Oh, but there's a ton of them after that. I mean, look at all those ones that came out for like a couple of years back, like 10 years ago or whatever it was. Right. There was a big whole bunch of them at once.
Well, then Sci-Fi Channel started doing the Maneater series, you know, where you had all the, you know, then they started getting kind of fluky after a while.
Yeah, the one Tiger, the one Gary Busey.
Right.
Sabretooth was really shitty, too.
Yeah, there was a couple of those, like Sabretooth. There was even a couple of, what was that one with Peter Weller? Wasn't there one Rottweiler where he was the bioengineered, or what was the one... Man's best friend.
Yeah, with Lance Henriksen. Yeah. The boy did, like, would chase the cat up the tree and ate it.
Right, and then you had what? You had Link, you know, with the big orangutan.
That, the new one, that Burning Bright that just came out a couple years was really good with the tiger.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, you had Monkey Shines with the killer little monkey flopping around.
You keep that thing away from my bird!
You've seen Link, haven't you, Pete?
Yeah,
with Ali Sheedy or whatever it is, the fucking big orangutan.
We need an old fucking whole new show on Ali Sheedy.
Oh yeah,
hang up, hang up, Dungeon style.
You just scared me,
Kingdom style,
Dungeon style.
That's how. What the
hell's wrong with you?
That's how Ali Sheedy rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty anxious to see that Wild Beast, though. I'm going to get a kick out of that.
Yeah, it's on its way. We'll you know, Ali Sheedy, we can always do...
when did that come out, in the 60s?
Nah,
70s.
It was the same guy, was one of the guys who was involved in Mondo Cani and Africa, Dito, and Uncle Goodbye Uncle Tom, and all that shit. They broke up. But he's the only one, he made this, you know, it's his only feature film, I think. Pretty fucked up, though. It's the same chick that was in Make Them Die Slowly, Lorraine DeSalle, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Well, didn't Wild Eye release a movie, didn't they? Some Bloody Ape movie?
Yeah, the Bloody Ape.
The Bloody Ape, the Keith Crocker one.
That's what we need to do is combine the Animals Run Amok with the cannibal movies and let the animals eat all the fucking retarded cannibals.
Yeah, there ain't too many Animal Run Amok in the cannibal movies.
They get eaten real quick.
Turtle time! Turtle soup scene!
Time to crack open that turtle.
Yeah, they'll never live that one down.
Well, it's not like they
did. But we did not mean to kill the rat. We just put the knife through its belly and it came out its back. We thought it would be all right, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
Todd's giving us the wrap-up.
Oh, the wrap-up?
I'm giving you a sign.
He's giving us the sign.
I saw the sign.
As he scratches his penis and waves.
Toodaloo, boys.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been a pleasure.
As always, thanks for...
I guess I'll be on my show next after this to announce whatever.
But alrighty. Well, I guess until next week, go out and try to find some of these wonderful movies that we've brought to you tonight. I know you're definitely not going to be disappointed with any of them that you've heard us mention.
And send us any of your requests for Animals Run Amok if we didn't mention them.
Yeah. If anybody...
And a DVD release of Wild Beasts would be appreciated.
And if anybody has any trouble finding any of these, get a hold of me on Facebook, and I'll point you in the right direction on where you can get some copies of this stuff if anybody's interested. So
until 8 weeks from now.
Until next year. Merry Christmas.
Hope you don't.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you on our spring break show.
Happy Veterans Day.
You
happy
bastards will be here next week. I mean it.
Happy Black Friday. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll see you next time.
Wrap it up.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabalaba ding dong gangman style.
Jeez. Wow. That's gone too far, ladies and gentlemen.
No, no it hasn't.
Never.
Never.
Good night.
Later.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
I am the modern man. I've got the secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide, to keep me. I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero, I'm not a savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control.
Machines dehumanize. Thank you.